CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 27th of October 2024. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB releases a snapshot video of the exciting girl guiding ISS contact. You can listen to the chairman of the RSGB's Propagation Studies Committee on the latest episode of the ICQ podcast. The RSGB has begun releasing presentations from its 2024 convention. On the 5th of October, in her first official engagement as Girl Guiding Patron, her Royal Highness the Duchess of Edinburgh joined 100 excited Brownies guides and rangers in making a live amateur radio contact with the International Space Station. The event was organised by the Radio Society of Great Britain and Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS as it's usually known, in collaboration with the UK Space Agency, Girl Guiding Surrey, West and Brooklands Museums Innovation Academy programme. The aim was to promote the engagement and involvement of girls and young women in science, technology, engineering and mathematics. Everyone had a fantastic day, and after the contact the girls enjoyed a variety of STEM activities, including making snail Morse keys, playing Morse battleships, learning about the CubeSat simulator and making stomp rockets. The RSGB has created a short video snapshot of the day, which you can see on its YouTube channel at youtube.com the RSGB. Take a look. The latest episode of ICQ podcast is available to listen online and features RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chairman Steve Nichols, G0KYA. During episode 441, Martin Butler, M1MRB, talks to Steve about propagation and how the sunspot cycle has taken off to impact conditions positively. They also discuss ham radio science citizen investigation, which is also known as HAM-SCI, a collective that enables university researchers to collaborate with radio amateurs in scientific investigations. To access the interview, select episode 441 at icqpodcast.com and listen from 1 hour and 35 minutes. The RSGB 2024 convention weekend brought together hundreds in person and thousands via the live streams, as well as the Convention in a Nutshell video released last week. The Society has now published two of the main presentations. The first is the keynote speech about the future of amateur radio licensing and education by Rafael Lukavienski, EI6LA. The second looks at inspiring the next generations by the RSGB's two new youth championships, Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, and Reese Williams, M0WGY. You will find both presentations, as well as the full 2 days of live stream, in the RSGB 2024 convention playlist on the Society's YouTube channel. Remember to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss additional presentations when they're published. There's also still time to share your feedback about the in-person event or the live stream, but the feedback forms will close at the end of the month. Head over to the rsgb.org/feedback if you attended the event, or rsgb.org/livestream-feedback if you watched via the live stream. Let the team know what you enjoyed. If you're thinking of taking an amateur radio exam before Christmas, there are two important dates you need to be aware of. The last date you can take an exam at a club, whether online or on paper, is Friday the 13th of December. If you want to take an exam online at home, the last date is Friday the 20th of December. The RSGB exams team will, where possible, post out exam results before HQ shuts over Christmas and the New Year. Exams will resume on Monday the 6th of January, and the booking system will be available over the festive season, so you can book exams for January onwards. You can book online on the RSGB website under Exam Pay. On Friday the 18th of October, the RSGB Mill Hill School and team of radio amateurs in New Zealand took part in a special celebration to mark the centenary of the first successful two-way transglobal communication between radio amateurs in the UK and New Zealand. The original contact between Frank Bell, 4AA, in New Zealand and Cecil Goyder, 2SZ, in Mill Hill School in North London, was reenacted at the school on a wavelength as close as possible to the original. Members of Goyder's family watched the reenactment and chatted to pupils. As part of the wider celebration for the day, the school put on activities, including a Build a Radio workshop. Students at the school showed significant interest in amateur radio, with a number of students signing up to be part of a new radio club that will be set up by the school's physics teacher. The overall event was led by RSGB Life Vice President Don Beattie, G3BJ, who said he was delighted by the success of the event and that it had given pupils the opportunity to learn how groundbreaking that first radio contact was with New Zealand. Call sign G2SZ was operational for 4 days surrounding the centenary, during which operators achieved approximately 1,250 contacts. Find out more about this unique celebration, go to www.gb2nz.com and search for GB2NZ reenactment on the RSGB website. The Memorial Day QSO Party is an activity providing participants with an opportunity to honour amateur radio operators who are now silent key. The event is being sponsored and managed by the First Class CW Operators Club and is open to all licensed amateurs. The event begins at 0900 UTC on the 1st of November this year and ends at 0859 UTC on the 2nd of November. More information at g4foc.org or by emailing mdqp@g4foc.org or Michelle Carlone, that's MichelleCarlone, at yahoo.it. Ofcom has notified stakeholders that the next release of its licensing service will be delayed due to issues that have arisen during software development. According to the Ofcom website, delays have impacted phases 2 and 3 of the planned changes to the amateur radio licensing network. Phase 2 includes changes to new intermediate call sign special event station rules and restrictions on the number of call signs an individual can hold. Revised plans are expected to be published soon. You can read the update on the Ofcom website via tinyurl.com/ofcom/oct24. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events, the Gala Shields Rally takes place today, the 27th of October, at the Volunteer Hall, St John Street, Gala Shields, TD13JX. Doors open from 11 a.m. £3 to get in. Refreshment, change, traders, bring and buy area to enjoy. More information, contact rally queries at Gala Radio, GalaRadioClub.co.uk or visit GalaRadioClub.co.uk. The Holsworthy Radio Rally will be taking place on Sunday the 3rd of November at Holsworthy Leisure Centre, Well Park, Western Road, Holsworthy in Devon. There'll be traders, bring and buy area and catering. The venue is disabled access. Free parking and entry will be £3 per person. Doors will be open to traders from 8 a.m. and the public from 10. More information from Chris, M0KNF, at boltonbicycles@gmail.com. 12th Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT, goes ahead on Saturday the 9th of November at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island in Fife. Lunch will be provided, an optional dinner held in the evening at a local hotel. Online booking available via the GMRT website at gmroundtable.org.uk or email to Colin, gm4hwo@gmail.com. Special event news, George MM0JNL is active as GB0GTS until the 18th of November, raising awareness of homeless military veterans in association with the Great Tommy Sleepout. organised by the Royal British Legion Industries. The station will be operating on the 80 to 10 metre bands using SSB. There may also be some activity on the 2 metre band. George will operate at least one full night roughing it outside as part of the Great Tommy Sleepout. More details available at qrz.com. Special call sign SX80FF will be used from various locations, including Crete as SV9 stroke, that call sign, until the 31st of October. Purposes of activity is to honour the 80 fallen Greek firefighters and aerial fighting crews who lost their lives in the line of duty. A station was spotted recently on the 60-metre band using FT8, QSL via logbook of the world, EQSL and QRZ.com logbook. Paper QSL cards will not be available. Now DX News. A team of operators is active as YJ0VV from Efate OC035 Vanuatu until the 29th of October. Team is operating SSB, CW and digital 160 to 6 metre bands with two high-powered stations and a selection of seven antennas. QSL via K4NHW direct or via the Bureau. QSOs will be uploaded to Club Log and Logbook of the World. Maurizio, IK2GZU, is active as 5H3MB from Tanzania until the 11th of November. While doing volunteer work at a local school in his spare time, he will operate SSB, CW and digital modes, 80 to 10 metre bands, QSL via logbooks, OQRS, logbook of the world, EQSL, and via IK2GZU. Contest news, CQ Worldwide DXSSB contest started 0000 UTC Saturday the 26th, ends at 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 27th. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and CQ zone, which for the UK is 14. Tomorrow the 28th, the RSGB FT4 contest runs 1900 to 2030 UTC. FT4 on the 80 to 10 metre bands. The exchange is your report. On Wednesday the 30th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 metre contest runs 2000 to 2100 UTC. CW on the 80 metre bands. The exchange is your 6 character locator. RSGB 144 Meg CW Marconi contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 2nd of November and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 3rd. Using CW on the 2-metre band, the exchange of signal report and serial number and locator. The International Police Association Radio Club invites all radio amateurs around the world to take part in its contest, which it takes place every year on the first complete weekend in November. This year, the CW section takes place on Saturday the 2nd of November from 0600 to 1800 UTC. SSB section will take place on Sunday the 3rd of November, 0600 to 1800 UTC. More info about the contest and the award programme are available at iparc.de. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLANG4BAO. They write: last week, solar conditions couldn't have been much better. We had a week of high solar flux indices, relatively calm geomagnetic conditions, and, other than an X-class solar flare, not much else to report. The solar flare originated from active region 3869, reached a strong X3.3 in the early hours of October the 24th. This event was associated with a coronal mass ejection based on solar dimming following the event, but because the flare location was located off the east limb, it was directed mostly away from Earth. Once again, all the sunspots are in the southern hemisphere, but activity appears to be growing. This could spell trouble over the next week. This weekend, the 26th and 27th, the CQ Worldwide SSB contest takes place, and conditions should be excellent with a combination of high solar flux and autumnal HF conditions. Maximum usable frequencies are generally higher than 28 megs from dawn till dusk. Nighttime MUFs over 3,000 kilometres are still just above 14, although you might get better results by dropping down to 10 megs if the 20-metre band doesn't work for you. Next weekend, NOAA predicts the solar flux index may rise again, perhaps hitting 185, as we enter November. However, this current bunch of sunspots, which are rotating to be Earth-directed next week, appear more active, and we could see more solar flares and CMEs, which could throw a spanner in the works. A solar flare could impact the ionosphere by increasing D-layer absorption for up to an hour or so and possibly launch a coronal mass ejection. If a CME hits the Earth, expect the MUFs to plummet at least for a day or two until the ionosphere recovers. Now for VHF and up-propagation news. The autumn equinox period brought some amazing ionospheric propagation to 50 megs on Thursday last week, with stations in the UK working morning paths to VKJADS XV, amongst others. Typically the for 50 megs DX, the skip zones were sharp and moving rapidly. Stations even a few kilometres apart experienced very different signals and paths. Those with a no-noise floor had a huge advantage, as signals were generally weak in the UK and only good for FT8. However, some reports of a VK station at plus 5 bucked the trend. Next week will offer some reasonable tropo conditions, although not without some occasional interruptions from weak frontal systems, especially in the far southwest and the far northwest of Britain. It's not clear if these represent good rain scatter options, but they are more likely to temporarily curtail any tropo for a while. The solar conditions continue to feed the occasional aurora alert our way, so it's always good to monitor the KP index for signs of it increasing above 4. It won't always go on to produce a radio aurora, but it's worth keeping an eye on. The meteor scatter prospects continue to be elevated by the decline of the Orionids, which peaked on Tuesday the 22nd, and the Taurids, which are very low-rated shower but technically cover a broad period into December. The Leonids is the next major shower, but that doesn't peak until mid-November. Lastly, looking at the out-of-season sporadic E prospects, there are always days which minor enhancements of the critical frequency of the sporadic E layer, as shown on the propquest.co.uk graphs. Certainly, there are stronger jet streams available in the autumn and winter, but other elements of sporadic E are not so favourable. It's usually a very marginal outcome at best, but nonetheless, good enough for the 10 or 6 metre bands and mostly for digital modes such as FT8. It could well be that trans-equatorial propagation, or TEP, is more fruitful. For EME operators, moon declination is positive but falling, going negative on Tuesday the 29th. Path losses are rising, reaching a maximum at apogee on the morning of Wednesday the 30th. 144 meg sky noise is low until Friday the 1st of November, when the sun and moon are close in the sky. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me likewise. Until next week.